Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, November 12th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows campaign contributions from men far outpaced contributions by women among high-end donors during the past 20 years. The group examined nearly 55,000 contributions from individuals and couples who contributed $20,000 or more between 1993 and 2002, or between 2003 and 2012. In both 10-year time periods, three of every $4 from this top echelon of donors came from men. With us to talk about the highlights of the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, talk about this first key finding in the report that I just mentioned, and is there a message the Democracy Campaign wants to convey with these numbers?
Well, you know, clearly there's been a long-standing pay inequity between men and women. On average right now, women earn about 77 cents for every dollar that men earn. So there's been economic inequality for a long time, and I think that one of the things that we can show with this report is that there's even greater political inequity. If you look at high-end donors, the people who are supplying huge sums of money to politicians, women are giving about 25 cents for every dollar that men are giving. And what you're seeing in our society now is growing income inequality, growing wealth inequality, but that has an awful lot to do with political inequality and the fact that we have power concentrated in a very few hands. Well, if you look at high-end donors, the people who are supplying big money to politicians, there is really grotesque inequality on gender grounds when it comes to who gives the money. The money is overwhelmingly coming from men. That concentrates great power in the hands of those men. And results ultimately in policies that keep things the way they are, and that will work against dealing with the other kinds of inequality that we see in society, particularly the growing disparities in income and wealth.
One of the other findings in the report was the partisan direction of these high-end contributions. Who got the most during these two 10-year time periods, Republicans or Democrats, and any particular reason why?
Republicans got the most. In both of the decades that we looked at, we looked at two different 10-year periods, one going from 1993 through 2002, the other starting in 2003 and going through the end of 2012. Both periods, Republicans got significantly more of the money from these high-end donors. One of the things that I think was striking, particularly in the first decade, is when you looked at it on gender grounds, the gap was closer when you look at women. Women gave more to Republicans, these high-end donors, but it wasn't by as wide a margin as with the men. But I think in general, if you're looking at people who are very, very wealthy and are big money donors, they want policies that continue to feed the rich. And I think the Republican Party has been more the party that has been willing to do that, so they've been getting more of the money. And clearly that trend held in both of the decades that we looked at. The gap between men and women was great, but also the gap between giving to Republicans and Democrats was substantial in both periods.
The report also looked at the candidates who fared the best among these high-end donors in both 10-year time periods. Who were the candidates that got the most contributions from these high-end contributors?
Well, they tended to be governors. In the first 10-year period, Tommy Thompson was right at the top of the list. Scott McCallum, who was a lieutenant governor for a time and then took over as governor when Tommy Thompson left office. Jim Doyle, toward the end of that decade, became governor. He's third on the list. So, you know, it tends to be those running for statewide office, those who can take the biggest donations. A candidate for governor can take up to $10,000 from an individual. State Senate candidate can only take $1,000. A state assembly candidate is limited to donations no bigger than $500. So the candidates for governor were clearly the ones raking in the most money. Interestingly, though, if you look at the top 10 recipients, in that first decade from 1993 through the end of 2002, three of the people on there were legislative leaders who ended up being convicted of one kind of criminal misconduct or another. Scott Jensen, the former Assembly Speaker, Gary George, a powerful state senator, Brian Burke, a senator who later ran for attorney general. All of them got caught up in corruption scandals and were convicted of criminal misconduct of one kind or another. You look at the most recent decade, from 2003 through the end of 2012, and again, it's people running for governor, statewide office. Scott Walker is at the very top of the list by a wide margin. He got the most. He got more than three, almost four times as much as the next recipient from these high-end donors. But Jim Doyle is on the list. His tenure was ending during that decade. Tom Barrett, who ran against Scott Walker twice. People like J.D. Van Hollen, Republican Attorney General, was on there. But then something we also saw appearing on the list were the campaign committees run by legislative leaders, the Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee, the Committee to Elect a Republican Senate. Those kinds of leadership-run committees became magnets for this big money as well. And so it wasn't so much going to legislators as it was going to these leadership-run committees that where the money gets doled out to legislative candidates. So those were the big recipients.
Finally, the report looked at individuals and couples who doled out $50,000 or more during the period. Tell us a little bit about that. What did the Democracy Campaign find?
Well, in both decades, again, we saw a really lopsided advantage to men. In that first decade from 93 through 2002, only one woman reached the level of $50,000 or more. And so, you know, it was overwhelmingly men in that category. And if not for Mary Kohler, who is a big Republican donor and of course she and her husband, Terry, have been business people in Sheboygan for a long time. She was the only one who reached that level. Now, when you get to the most recent decade, we saw 81 men who reached $50,000, 17 women. One woman really stood out, though, and that was Diane Hendricks of Beloit. She owns ABC Supply, one of the nation's biggest roofing and construction companies, and she started that company with her late husband. She gave out over $550,000 during this period, and so she's one of the richest women in the country. Is a huge donor. Big donor to Governor Scott Walker, gave him over $500,000. So he was by far and away was the big recipient of her money. You take people like Mary Kohler and Diane Hendricks out of the equation, and you don't see very many women who are anywhere near that kind of giving level. So, you know, we're talking about a couple of real exceptions to the rule here.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about political giving among men and women from big donor households, please check out the November 12th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.